Welcome to Seven Figure Dental Practice, a show that teaches you how to successfully build and thrive in a dental practice. Here's your host, Dr. Shaheen Safarian.
Want to welcome all of you to another episode with Fred Carey today. I'm Dr. Shaheen Safarian. It's again a great privilege to have Fred Carey here with us. If you followed his podcast from his introduction last episode, you got to realize how well-versed he is, how knowledgeable he is, and he lives in a big house. So he's got to know something a lot more than a lot of us business dummies. So Fred, just say hello, please.
Hello. Thanks for listening.
Today, Fred and I want to talk a little bit about getting new patients and keeping them. It's always a challenge to get that phone to ring, but I genuinely believe that it's even more of a challenge many times to keep those patients in your office. And the challenge is their overall experience. The challenge is what your business has to offer when they walk in the door. Why are you any different? And the amount of money that you spend on getting that patient, we call it patient acquisition, is something that you need to understand. But what is the value of that price? If you don't have much to offer and you get that patient, let's say for $100 to come in your door, well, that is a very expensive patient. If you have a lot to offer for that $100 as they walk in your door, then it makes it a very inexpensive acquisition for that patient. And so let me just have Fred kind of expand on this conversation. What do you think about that, Fred?
Well, I think if you want to be successful in dentistry, the very first thing you have to do is forget about dentistry and start thinking like a business person, right? Your art, your knowledge is what's going to transform lives. But if you don't think like a business person, you're going to be transforming lives at a very high cost to you. You're going to be regarded as a really good professional, but you're not going to be looking at your bank account and being happy at the end of every month. So you really hit the nail on the head when you talk about what that patient, that new patient is going to bring to my practice. Getting a new patient is mathematics. If you spend X number of dollars, you will get Y number of patients. It's proven. You can go to any marketing firm and get assistance. You could go to a specialty marketing firm Dr. Safarian engages with and have a more robust experience that is directly related to your field of practice. But either way, you're not going to get the results that you really want unless you can understand and put yourself into the mind of a new patient or the mind of a consumer, right? So every day we're all consumers. There are things that attract you. There are reasons you want to go to Starbucks if you do, even though it's the same coffee you can get for 99 cents at 7-Eleven. You go there because of the experience. You're not going to have a coffee. You're going to have a Starbucks. And that's what you need to do in a dental practice or any other type of business. You have to create a unique environment that gets people to not only come to see you, but to stay with you because they have a perceived value that's beyond the cost of filling cavity.
So what are some indicators for the dentist? You know, first of all, let me say this. This is why I really started this entire program. The challenge, and I was one that did exactly that. I focused a lot on the dentistry and not the consumer side of the business as far as the service industry is concerned. And I talk a lot about that. But what are the indicators for now the business owner to want to distinguish themselves in their practice? What would you recommend?
Well, the very first thing I recommend is intelligence. And when I say intelligence, I don't mean being smart. I mean, look at your competitors. Look at the dentists that are in your areas, whatever area you're in. If you're there by yourself and there's nobody within 50 miles, then you can turn off this podcast right now because you have a captive audience. But most of us are in environments that are competitive. And so you can't understand how to be different if you don't understand what those competitors are doing. So the very first step for any dentist that wants to undergo any kind of a marketing campaign, any type of patient acquisition campaign, is to figure out what other people are doing. And thank God for the internet, it's pretty easy to do. You know, pick a range, 5 miles radius, 10 miles radius. You know, who are the dentists? What are their practices? Which dentists have practices similar to mine? What is the experience there? What's their website look like? What are they offering? What type of specials do they have? And if you can find out, what's their volume? And sometimes that last part, you can't really find out, but you as a professional probably know the dentists that are the most well-regarded and most highly paid in your area. So look at what's happening out there and then look at yourself. What am I doing? What do I have that's novel? How can I take my experiences and my expertise and translate that into something that a patient can really appreciate that? Go ahead.
You know, it's interesting because one of the things I also recommend, and this might be a little difficult to do, but put yourself as a patient in your office and see if you would go to your own office. You know, you can also use that as a tool. In other words, when you walk into your office, is it clean? Is it friendly? Does the front office pay attention to you, right? Do you feel welcomed, right? And then once you are actually going through that initial experience of feeling welcomed or not, then the next step is now how well are things flowing? Are you getting seated right away? Do you have to wait for, you know, them to check the insurance and give you the medical form, and your 9 o'clock appointment now becomes a 9:45 appointment? And then you also have to look at let's say that's the front office management, then you go into your back office and then how that flows. And I have, you know, a lot of discussions on that as well. But moral of the story is, to Fred's point, one way you can do this is look at your competitors locally, and you can get your marketing team, for example, to do some website analysis for you, competitive analysis for you as well, that can help you. But just also, you can simply, you know, because sometimes, you know, we dentists are like, oh, well, that's going to take forever. It's too much time. And who's going to have the time to call, you know, look into, you know, 10 different offices? But you can also just put yourself in your own practice as a patient and go through that experience. And you have to be honest with yourself. If you got a pretty crappy process of what you're going to experience going through, then that's a great starting point.
Yeah. And those are all extraordinarily valid comments. I used the Starbucks example on purpose. The reason I use that is they're really giving you coffee. They're giving you a filling. Just like any other doctor or dentist can give you a filling anywhere in the country, it's going to end up kind of looking the same. Experience is going to be similar as far as what the procedure is involved. But Starbucks getting $4 and 7-Eleven gets 99 cents. You want to be Starbucks. You don't want to be 7-Eleven. So how does that change? It changes by the perceived value of the experience. How do you change that perceived value? Like Shaheen said, the very second you walk in the door, even before you walk in the door, if there's signage outside, what's that signage like? Is it professional? Is it inviting? When you walk in the front office, is it nice? Is it clean? Is it everything laid out the right way? Does your receptionist greet people with a smile? Does she offer them a glass of water while they're waiting? Does she help? Or he help with whatever forms need to be filled out? How much attention is being paid to that patient? The old days of having a patient just feel like they're lucky to be seeing a dentist or seeing a doctor, those days are over, you know? And it used to be that just because you had your license, you'd put out your shingle and people in the neighborhood would show up. So one thing you can all do, regardless of the size of your practice, you can do this cheaply. You have a patient list. Take that patient list, put it on an Excel spreadsheet, go online. There's several different free programs that will give you a heat map, basically pinpointing where all your patients are located. If your patients aren't all located within 500 yards of your office, then they're coming to you from other ways. And then you know that just being local is not enough. That's not giving you enough business. So as you see in your heat map that there's people coming from 5 miles away, from 10 miles away, then you realize even more that you have to market because that's where your greatest audience is going to be. It's not going to be people who are just driving by and happen to see there's a dentist there. The people that you are directing to your location and to your practice.
Thanks for listening to Seven Figure Dental Practice. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in to the next episode.